your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That has got to be the coolest named studios anywhere. Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome to the show. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from the toasty beaches of Florida, where it's not raining right now and hasn't been, like it has where I sit for the last 8 months, to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, where it's supposed to snow constantly and be crummy. What are you laughing at, Shanto?
Come on now. You're getting some rain. It's been cold here for almost a solid month.
I don't care about the cold. I can deal with the cold because I can drive to warmer. And cold is a relative term.
Yeah, well,
I'm
ice?
Still south. I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Wait till you get ice.
You're talking over me, and this is my show.
You asked me a question.
Well, it's all about me now. I am south of the Mason-Dixon line, and these winters are mild. I come from Florida. I can deal with that. But it's that cold with day after day after day after day after week turning into month of gray, lousy. It just messes with your whole constitution. and we're facing, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm looking forward to going home next week to Tampa, Florida, and broadcast the show nationwide from sunny Tampa. Now, I said that it's probably going to rain. It's great to have you here. Thank you for joining us here on Armed American Radio. Big stuff in store for you, I promise. Our guest now is someone close to me, close to the show, and someone that you need to listen to. Many of you may have watched his work on American Trigger Sports Network, Stop the Threat with James Toll, our friend James Toll. Many of you have bought his DVDs and read his books. Many of you bought the book he co-authored with me, my second release, his first with me, Lessons from Unarmed America, out in October of this year, 2013, August, I believe, in 2013. Many of you have watched his Best Defense TV series. You've watched him on Personal Defense Network. You've seen him on television with our friend Tom Gresham. But that's Rob Pincus, one of the greatest trainers in the country, in my book, and someone who I've worked with personally and know it to be really, really powerful stuff and a great education. Rob Pink, it's great to have you here, bud.
Great to be here, man. I appreciate all that. Very much enjoy our relationship. Working with you has been a pleasure both here on the radio and in person. And our book coming out this year, I thought it would be a shame if I didn't get a chance to jump on with you one more time before the year ended. So I appreciate you having me on this hour.
Can you believe you just said that? The year's ending, Rob.
I know. Man. It's been a crazy one, and I've already got a bunch of good plans for 2014. I figured we'd probably talk about both of those timeline directions.
We are. We're going to talk about a lot of things with you today because one of the more important things, I think, is safety. And we did this, Rob, with you, I believe, last year and the year before, if I'm not mistaken. This is a time of year that finds people letting their guard down when they really need to have their guard up more than any other time during the year. Crime rises and spikes at this time of year, doesn't it, Rob?
It does, and there's different types of crime that definitely take on a whole new level. And then there's some things that probably people don't want to talk about around the holidays, but it's very stressful for people. And sometimes you see inter-family crime and violence among people who maybe were family at one time, aren't family anymore, co-workers. And we see a lot of violent acts around the emotions of the holidays. That's something important to talk about. You don't have to dwell on it the whole week, but it is something to be wary of this time of year.
Now, I do want to talk about it and dwell on it on this hour of Armed American Radio with you because I think people forget, and they don't do it intentionally. You just hit the nail on the head as you so often do. People just don't like to think about it, and it's that self-defense mechanism, Rob, that we talk about that goes up. It's easy for people. Listen, it's kind of like, if you owe that credit card bill, it's easy to ignore the letter that shows up all the time than it is to deal with it sometimes. Some of you know what I'm talking about. And it's easy to do that with your own personal defense, too, isn't it, Rob? It's sometimes you just don't want to think about the possibility that evil might visit you. And, of course, you and I wrote about evil extensively in our book, so we know a little bit about it, you in particular.
Well, yeah, you know, it's the one of the amazing pieces of feedback, you know, that I got since the book's been out, since Lessons from Unarmed America's been out, is, and I keep hearing it, and it's the number of people who are buying it, you know, as a gift, or, you know, just to or they read it for themselves, and then they immediately say, wow, I know someone who needs to read this. And it's that person who does, you know, ignore that letter, you know, the letter that we all see in the news, the letter that we all see on the internet, the letter that we see, you know, if we look very, very superficially, that letter that says, hey, there's evil out there, and it could show up in your face. And that book, Lessons from Unarmed America, points that out to so many people, and that's the amazing piece of feedback. It's great when someone who's read, you know, all of my books or has my DVDs or, you know, follows what I put out on the internet says, hey, that was a great book. I learned a couple of things from that book, even though I study this stuff and I think about this stuff a lot. But when they then follow up with, and then I gave the book to somebody who's never, you know, thought about owning a gun, someone who's never taken their personal defense seriously, and it really opened up their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. I mean, that's what that book's about.
That is big. And this is what I want to spend time with you on today is I want to start with evil. And let's take the remainder of this segment to talk about evil, because you very eloquently go through, I guess what, the ramifications of your failure to accept evil exists, and you point that out very well. What there's evil people around, aren't there, Rob? They're bad people. We can't legislate them away, can we?
No, you know, we can't. We can't wish them away. We can't legislate them away. We can't logic them away, and you aren't going to necessarily be able to plea them away when they show up on your doorstep. You may need to be prepared to take, you know, some action of your own. I just spent a couple of days with William April in Arizona taping some stuff for Personal Defense Network that's going to come out next year. And he is someone who has spoken at a number of conferences around the country over the last few years and developed, you know, quite a reputation amongst mostly trainers who respect his knowledge in what he refers to as the group of people who are violent criminal actors. And he's a professional who works with a lot of criminals and has former police officer who spent a lot of time researching criminals and actually talking to them and trying to figure out what makes them tick and what motivates them to act. You know, he's not trying to cure crazy. He's not trying to cure evil. He's trying to help people like us and people who teach all over the country, some of the leading guys in the industry, how to help our students understand that these violent criminal actors don't think like us. And you can't apply the kind of logic that you or I would apply, or the kind of loss versus potential benefit that might come from perpetrating an act of evil. They just simply aren't wired the same way. They don't have the same judgment. They don't have the same logic. There is a logic to it, but their logic doesn't approach what we would consider normal, and that's the evil. So I'm not talking about magic. I'm not talking about bad luck. I'm not talking about anything except just a person who will hurt you and may just hurt you because they think it's okay and they enjoy it. You may not be able to just throw your wallet on the ground and say, hey, buddy, you can have whatever you want. I'm going to walk away. There's some people out there that just they don't want you to walk away. They're there for you.
You know, Piers Morgan said this week in a tweet, I believe just yesterday, that when in reference to the New Jersey carjacking that we talked about in the first hour, and that we'll cover with you and get your opinion on that, and that was that he would use karate if they showed up at his front door.
Yeah, I don't have any words for that. I'll just say I am skeptical. I'm skeptical of his success with karate.
His skills, maybe? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But what this is, taking the humor part of that away, is a lot of people have this idea in their mind that they can fend off evil. You know, the 50-year-old that thinks he can still act like he did when he was 15, for example, and can't. Or the 70-year-old that thinks he can act like he could when he was 50, and he can't. I've often said on this show, Rob, that in order to even begin taking your personal defense seriously, the first thing you must accept is that there are, in fact, bad people out there who will do you harm, just as you said, people who aren't wired like we are, people who don't think like we do, people that will kill you and take your car, then go home and eat dinner. These are not normal human beings, and not, as you said, not evil in the biblical sense, but evil in the fact that they are not wired like you, that they are built to take things, that that is their desire. Am I right in my assessment that to first begin the process of understanding how to take care of yourself and self-defense, provide for your own defense, that you have to understand that those type of people do exist?
Sure. You know, it's like anything else. If you want to eat healthy, then you need to accept that there's some food that's better for you and some food that isn't great for you. If you want to, you want to cut back on your alcohol, you want to cut back on your smoking, you first have to accept that there's some reason that those things in excess are bad, or at all are bad. And that's sort of where we are with personal defense. You got to accept that you have to do something first.
All right. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take some scenarios that you might find yourself in tomorrow while you're shopping. And we'll learn from Rob how you can keep safe. Back right after this.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Old Faithful Holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit OldFaithfulHolsters.com now.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The following segment of AAR is being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To wear what the ogre wears, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, back to Mark Walters.
G-Code Holsters, very cool stuff. I am actually wearing a G-Code holster here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and that's okay. Because I'm carrying more than one gun. Sean, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing today?
Quite well. How about you?
I'm doing well. We haven't heard a lot from you lately here on the program. We're moving very quickly, but we'll kind of mix that up in the next hour of the program.
No, I've just been enjoying myself.
It's good stuff, and what we're getting ready to talk about is not only fascinating, but life-saving as well. And my guest, Rob Pincus, is one of the best firearms and personal defense instructors in the world. Rob, welcome back to the show, my friend. A pleasure.
Great to be back. Thank you.
We're going to get right down to what might be very difficult for some listeners to hear. It's uncomfortable to think about, let alone talk about, and it might be uncomfortable to listen coming in your car stereo speakers or your computer or wherever you are. And if you have little ones around, maybe those who have not gone to bed on the East Coast or on the West Coast might still be up. Maybe you want to reconsider, because this is not a lighthearted topic. But it's very, very real, and we're talking about very real violence and real crime. I want to start first, Rob. You hail from New Jersey.
I do.
That's where you're born and raised, right?
Yeah. I finished high school down in Georgia, but I started high school in New Jersey.
Okay. So, you know, you spent very formative years, a lot of firsts in New Jersey for you, I'm sure. Now, we were talking about, and I opened up the program in the last hour talking about my disgust with the New Jersey carjacking. The 30-year-old attorney, Mr. Friedland, and his young 27-year-old wife, who had to witness his very brutal, very vicious execution at the hands, allegedly, of four scumbags who have been arrested and charged with this crime, now being held on $2 million bond. Here's what we know so far, Rob. And with your infinite wisdom and analysis, we have a young couple exiting the mall, arms, from what I've read in every single piece, it said they were coming back. They were loaded with packages, number one. Both of them were. She got in the vehicle. Chivalry is not dead. He opened the door for her. She got into the vehicle, apparently put the packages in the car. He went around to the other side of the vehicle where he was, and I'm going to use the word ambushed because everything that I've seen so far lends itself to that. There were four of them and one of him. He wouldn't give up the keys, and he was immediately shot point blank in the head and died. His wife forever destroyed, her life ruined forever as a result, as well as their families. Rob, a quick assessment, because millions of people and thousands of listeners today will be coming back to their vehicles tomorrow in the same fashion, no matter where they live. What do they need to pay attention to?
Yeah, you know, it's so easy this time of year to I was out at one of the malls today. My daughter was in town and had the Ninja out there, and just we're out there shopping, and we're dealing with looking for a parking spot, and we're, you know, who's going to this store, who's going to that store, and the packages, and you can't look in that one, and no, let me carry this, and all of this is going on. Well, that predator may very well be taking advantage of all of that distraction. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the fact that we cannot always be alert. We cannot always know everyone, you know, who's around us and what they're doing and what they're up to. It's just not realistic, especially at a time like this time of year. Families in town, you got all stuff going on. So I think now is the time that we have to go out of our way to try to be more alert. We're still not going to catch everything. We're still, you know, going to bump into somebody in the mall. We're looking at our text messages, try to figure out where our family is, or, you know, who's coming where, what time do they come in for dinner, and what else do we need while we're at the store on that last minute trip getting ready for Christmas Eve dinner. Those things are still going to happen. But we really need to be consciously thinking about the fact that It's not the guy we bump into while we're checking a text message that's the problem. It's the guy who's waiting on the other side of the car while we're letting our spouse in or our kids in or while we're putting the packages in the back of the SUV, just walking around that blind corner and not taking the extra time, the extra effort to go two or three steps wider and looking to see what's on the other side before we go around. It could be the parking structure. It could be the side of the grocery store. It could be our truck. Who knows what it is? But taking the extra time to go wide around corners, to not check your text messages when you're out in a public space, to put yourself with your back against the wall, lean up against a tree, lean up against the wall at the mall, look around, and then look down at your phone. You know, this is when it is worth the extra 30 seconds, because this is when the predators are out there. They know everybody's distracted. They know that the packages have goodies in them. They know that the people going into the stores have credit cards that have room on them and maybe cash in their pockets to spend so that the spouse doesn't see the credit card receipt and know what the gift is coming. You know, it's happened in so many households. So you go to the ATM and then you go to the jewelry store. Well, anybody who's watching an ATM near a jewelry store might be able to figure out that you've got cash. Taking those extra steps is really important this time of year. And I'm the last one to say, you know, order off the Braille menu so you can keep your head up in the restaurant, right? You know, I don't play that game. I don't think it's realistic. But I do think this is a time of year when you have to be a little extra careful because the predators are out there.
So you mean to tell me that predators really do pay attention to, and they do watch the store entrances? They see who comes and goes? They think like that?
That's what they're telling people once they're in jail and they know they're going to be there for a long time and they have nothing else to lose. They're pretty open about the tactics that they use. And, you know, we know that this is a time of year when, you know, they're looking for the house to be empty with all the packages under the tree. They're looking for the cars to be left with all the shopping bags in plain sight. And they're looking for people who are distracted that may have those valuables. And in the case of New Jersey, it was the vehicle itself. You know, all the reports I'm seeing now here, especially today, that they've arrested these guys, they were after the car. So the packages and the opening the door for the lady and all that may very well have been what led these guys to feel like, okay, there's the car. And that guy's distracted, and that's when they struck.
The people that we're talking about, I don't want to call them people. The animals that we're talking about here murdered this man in front of his wife for his car.
And they had a long history of being professional carjackers. So,
of course,
you know,
they did.
The who knows if this is one of those things where we'll find out that there's also been an escalating level of violence with these particular individuals, as is often seen inside of the criminal world. You know, you get away with shoving the guy, and then the next time you punch the guy, and then the next time you pull a weapon, and the next time you use the weapon. You know, we see that kind of stuff. So very, very, very likely that it was the packages and the opening of the door that led these guys to say, okay, you know, because there's plenty of Range Rovers out there. Upscale mall, New Jersey, you're going to see plenty of them. But it's the guy who is the most distracted, the one that's parked in the most isolated place, you know, that's where the predators are going to go.
And, you know, as we close out this segment, I want to leave you with this, ladies and gentlemen, very sound advice from Rob. We're going to hear, this is what the next remaining two segments bring to you. You're going to hear some very sound advice about a difficult topic, something that I know you don't want to think about, but something that I hope we can do here today to open your eyes as you complete your holiday shopping. As you maneuver through the malls and through the parking lots and outside the Walmart or outside wherever it is, Target, if you're still shopping at Target with your credit card, wherever it may be. But there's something I want to tell you here, and I'll leave you in this segment with this, and I know Rob will agree with me. I've written two books and countless stories, and the similarity, the thread that runs through every single one of them, every single victim I've talked to and written about has said the same thing. I never thought it could happen to me. I never thought this could happen to me. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It can happen to you. And it will happen to you if you are not paying attention. Armed American Radio continues with Rob Pincus right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Fascinating conversation here in this hour of Armed American Radio, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in a very soggy, rainy, lousy, crummy 8 lane of traffic in each direction, 16 total lanes, Atlanta.
Good grief.
What did Charlie Brown used to say? Good grief.
Oh, man.
Good grief. Maybe the sun will come out sometime soon. I don't know.
That sounds like a nightmare scenario right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna wind up just putting a picture of sunshine up on my window at home that I can look at and pretend. on a serious note, we'll go back to Rob Pincus. Rob, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. I want to walk through some more scenarios with you, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. This is, you know, there's a bunch of them that I think people don't think about as much as they should during these holiday seasons.
Let's start with an ATM. Let's look at some of the things people tend to do on a fairly regular basis. you know, and set up a hypothetical situation. You're home. You've got family coming. You've forgotten something and need to run to the store. You're out of cash. You've got to stop at the ATM and then head to, let's just say, Walmart. All right? ATM, this time of year, you know, you've done amazing segments on best defense, on crimes committed at ATMs. What do people need to look out for as they're going or walking to the ATM?
I think it's all the same things that people, you know, a lot of listeners on this show have heard these things before. I think it's a reminder to do those things. You know, what are they? Well, if you have a choice between the ATM inside the Walmart, where there usually is one, or the one outside the seedy convenience store two blocks from any other, you know, strip mall or any other retail outlet or restaurant, you probably should pick the one inside the Walmart. And I think here's where I'll give you an example. Just today, I was on my way to the gym. I was going over to Endeavor, and we were going to work out. And I had let the kids borrow the car. You know, came back and it was empty, so I had to stop. Well, today I had to stop in a place where I normally wouldn't stop to get gas between me and the gym, and didn't think anything of it on a Sunday afternoon, 11 o'clock in the morning. Three people in the vehicle, you know, didn't think that much about it. But if I'd have been in the same situation, some family members in from out of town, they borrowed the car, left it on empty, I got to run out for that last-minute bag of ice or whatever it is I'm getting. Now it's 11 o'clock at night instead of 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm running out 7 o'clock at night, and I'm alone. I'm probably not stopping at that gas station. I'm probably going to reroute to just not deal with the hassle. You know, I'm not worried about the bravado. I'm not worried about the ego. I'm not worried about, well, I carry a gun and I teach people how to defend themselves. I can handle myself getting gas in a bad part of town. I can if I have to, but why put myself in that position? And the compelling reason Christmas weekend, the compelling reason New Year's weekend, the compelling reason this past weekend, holiday parties, is you're in a rush and there's lots of things going on. And you're super busy. And you don't want to take that extra 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 miles out of the way to go to the safer ATM or the safer convenience store, the better part of town, the busier part of town. And you just should. It's worth the extra 3 minutes, you know. And that's what happens. We get in a rush. We get distracted this time of year. And we start forgetting about all the things we've heard, or we stop doing the things that we normally do to avoid confrontation and avoid putting ourselves in danger.
You know, it reminds me of, you mentioned the convenience store that you might not normally stop at. And I'm picturing the one with the bars on the window down the street from where you would normally go, because this one happens to be, what, convenient. Well, I'll just go there. You know, a lot of people become complacent, don't they? Complacency gets people in a lot of trouble, Rob. Here's what I mean by that. I lived in the hood in Tampa, Florida. I lived off of 131st Avenue over in Suitcase City. I lived there for 4 years, and I became very familiar, Rob, with my surroundings, and I felt comfortable there, even though it was a bad area years and years ago, because nothing had happened to me, and I became comfortable walking from my apartment at that time across the street to the 7-Eleven in the bad area. And I'll be honest with you, Sean, you'll get a kick out of this. I used to fall asleep at night to the sound of helicopters. If I didn't hear a helicopter, it was like, oh, I gotta close the window. They were everywhere. But I lived in a really bad area, and I'm not kidding with that. There were helicopters flying around all the time above the University Mall.
Wow.
They were chasing cars. I mean, it was crazy living over there, Rob. But I became complacent. That gets a lot of people in trouble sometimes, doesn't it? They forget where they are.
It does. It does. And you know, that's something that's going to happen even faster and even easier. Because you may be comfortable there, but you also were very aware. As you said, you were familiar with your surroundings. You may have actually just be kind of, as part of your routine, looked twice around a corner or come in and parked in the well-lit area versus the part where the part of that parking lot where the lights were burned out. But the day that you're in a rush because of the holiday season and the rush that it puts on a lot of people, that's the day that you stop doing those things you were doing as survival mechanisms in that environment.
Exactly. And that complacency carries over when you get busy, and hence you find yourself in trouble. Rob, let's talk about a gun. This, of course, is Armed American Radio. You are one of the nation's preeminent firearms personal defense instructors. The gun, and I've heard you say this many, many times, and I'll start it and let you finish it. The gun is not a magic what?
Yeah, it's not a magic talisman. It doesn't magically make you safer.
But it can.
Well, it can't do it magically. You know, it can do it in a worst case scenario, you know, properly presented, properly used after the training, after the practice. You know, lots of people get lucky. We know lots of people who've successfully defended themselves with a firearm with no formal training to do it whatsoever. You know, we say luck counts, but you don't want to count on luck. And if you're carrying that gun around as a lucky rabbit's foot, that's a problem.
Yeah, I probably should have clarified when I said but it can, meaning but it can keep you safer is
right,
what I meant by that.
And so that's, you know, I worry this time of year, honestly, about that person that does have the firearm around as the magic talisman, because they tend to be the people who maybe don't, you know, respect the firearm as much. Maybe they aren't as responsible with it. Maybe they aren't, you know, used to dealing with firearms when the family members come over. Maybe they aren't used to, you know, making sure the firearms get put in the safe before the holiday festivity parties and the alcohol starts getting passed around. So I worry about that kind of complacency, too, this time of year. You know, we have a lot of firearms that can be given as gifts, you know, around the country and in a lot of parts of the country. That's very typical for the holidays as well. So, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation. You worry about the friends and people that you know. You worry about the students. You worry about just people you don't know in related to the firearms industry. Is there going to be an accident this year? Is there going to be some tragedy that could have been avoided if somebody had been a little less complacent with their firearm? Mm-hmm. If that new firearms owner had been given a certificate to go get a class along with, you know, the picture of the gun they were going to get, you know, everybody likes to open that present first thing in the morning, but taking someone who's never fired a gun, never handled a gun, and saying, here's the gun and here's the ammo, and, you know, good luck, I'm really proud, you're carrying on your right to keep and bear arms now. That can be irresponsible. As hard as it is to think that way, if you just give somebody the gun and say good luck, you're not helping, you know, responsible gun owners everywhere.
You could be creating a significant problem down the road. I'm going to ask you this and let you take it to the break. How about the person who has the permit that doesn't get a lot of training, but has the permit, but really doesn't train, but, you know, has the permit, and they know that, well, you know, I've got the permit, and there's a lot going on the holidays. This might be a real good time for me to stick the gun in my purse, but I haven't had a lot of training, but I've got the permit.
Sure. Yeah. There's, you know, we were just out in Arizona. The last classes I did of the year were out there, and Arizona now does not require any training or any permit for people to carry a firearm. And I think that's awesome. I lived in Vermont under those laws. Alaska's had those laws. Now Arizona has those laws. If you can legally own a gun, you can legally carry it. I think that is amazingly appropriate legislation for the United States of America. However, I think it also comes with a responsibility to go out and get appropriate training. I've long said that I don't think legislated training is the way to go. I don't think most of the training that gets legislated comes anywhere close to the level of training that one should have.
You mean the one round in the pie plate for Florida?
Or whatever it is. In some states, with even less than that. So what I did, people go to my YouTube channel, you know, YouTube, just look up Rob Pincus, and you're going to find an interview we did with a couple of people who were in the class in Arizona who clearly didn't need to be there for any other reason except they felt like it was part of their responsibility. They felt like regardless of what the law says about the permit or no permit, in one case it was an armed professional. Who's gotten plenty of formal training, but they both felt that both of the people that we talked to in that interview we put up on YouTube felt like it was part of their responsibility to go out and get more training. So
we'll end this segment on that note. Great stuff, ladies and gentlemen, from one of the nation's most preeminent firearms instructors. Back after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380. Another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com. irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio. Also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh, yeah. I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host.
Can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all states in between, literally every border working up that direction. That's a beautiful thing as the show continues to explode across the country. My guest, Rob Pincus, one of the nation's best trainers, firearms trainers, and self-defense instructors. Rob, pleasure.
Great to be here, man. I appreciate you making some time for me to sneak in here before the holidays go into full swing. We actually got things started with a big PDN Christmas party a few days ago, and now I'm back in Ohio. I'm actually going to be here for like 2 weeks in a row. I think it's the longest I've been here in about a year.
Yeah, you know, you're all over the road. That's where I want to go with you in this segment of the show as we close this hour out. I want people to know where they can find you, watch your work, the television stuff that you're doing. Of course, you're doing, let's just say this, you're doing a lot of work right now with, have you been doing any more filming with James Toll and Stop the Threat?
No, I haven't done anything down there in a while. I know that I saw some, you know, a lot of those shows are available online, so I still see a lot of comments and a lot of people talking about those. Haven't been down there. Sure that I'll talk to James sometime in the next month or so, and if not, maybe it's shot, and we'll talk about getting some more of those together. That's just a great show and a great format. Lately, just been, you know, really cranking a lot of great stuff out here for Personal Defense Network with our premium membership, with our new partnership with Gander Mountain, the new Gander Mountain Academy Online, which covers topics that, you know, they aren't personal defense related. Personal defense network's very pure and, you know, really got an ethos and it's got a feel, and the people that have come there regularly and our premium members all know what that's all about. But now Gander Mountain Academy Online will certainly have a lot of good personal defense training information, but there also is other information, hunting firearm information, firearms care and maintenance, some more beginner stuff for this target shooting kind of stuff. So that's exciting, a new project to work on. And then the DVDs, you know, we're you know, the number I heard, I told you I was at PDN HQ a couple days ago. We had 600 million viewing minutes this year.
Wow.
In our video online content. And you know, 90% of that's free content. And then we do have some of the exclusive stuff that's up there for the premium members.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking about Rob Pincus's DVD set, you know, Rob, I'll tell you an interesting story. I don't think I've told you this. But, you know, Sean, my neighborhood has a chili cook-off every November.
Yes.
Okay. Down in the other cul-de-sac, down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't win again this year, which that's because I let the other people win. I don't want to win every year, so I just let them win mm-hmm. on a fairly regular basis. I let others do that. That's my form of charity. I just let everybody else win. Chili cook-offs. Well, one of my neighbors, turns out, Rob, he says, man, he says, you do the radio. You're on Armed American Radio. That's very cool. He says, I'm a big Rob Pincus fan. I just bought one of his latest DVD sets, man. Tell him I love the stuff he does. So I'm going to throw that plug out there, Rob, that people love watching this stuff. Your neighbors, your friends, lawyers, doctors, Indian chiefs, mechanics, photographers love watching this stuff because it matters, man. People can learn from this stuff, Rob. They can keep their family safe, can't they?
They can, you know, and it's everything. It's whether it's the obviously the firearm stuff, the handgun stuff, the rifle stuff, the close quarter stuff, the scenarios, and more of the guest instructors. You know, we've got well over 70 DVDs now in the collection. I just heard from somebody today, you know, we're doing a big 12 Days of Christmas giveaways program every day at my Facebook page, and today's prize is 10 DVDs. So the winner we select is going to get 10 free DVDs from the library. And somebody commented, well, I've already got 51 of them. You know, that's pretty cool to hear that someone has invested that much time, effort, and energy in the material we're putting out since 2005. We've been building that library and more guest instructors. I mentioned William April earlier. Just a lot of cool stuff going on. And I'm incredibly proud every time I hear that anybody, you know, watches the stuff online or the DVDs. And it's a big project. It's a big part of the way we put out, educational information.
Well, putting your teaching abilities up with your natural abilities in front of the camera is a perfect marriage. It works, ladies and gentlemen. And head over. Where can people find it, Rob? Where can they buy the DVDs or look at the online free content?
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com is where the articles and the online video rest. ICEstore.us. There's all the accessories, the Quail rear sights, our new range and carry line of accessories over there, and of course all the DVDs and the books are available, including our book Lessons from Unarmed America is there as well.
Okay, schedule. We're going to be, man, everything starts kicking off here for those in the firearms industry or who will be attending the SHOT Show in Vegas, probably 80 to 100,000 this year. I think it will probably top out. It'll be the biggest event they've ever done. It keeps getting bigger every year, Rob, as you know. But that event begins really on January 12th and runs through about the 18th. You're going to be at SHOT Show. People can see you there.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm actually teaching a class in Vegas starting the weekend before. Then I'll be there throughout that week, and then I'm teaching another class there Saturday after. So I'll be out there for about 10 days. Where we get? We go, really, you know, the next thing from there, it's just one right after the other because we start building up into the tour. The Personal Events Network training tour kicks off at the end of February. So I'm looking at the schedule now. I've got 8 or 9, 10 classes that aren't part of the tour. And then we kick off the tour in March. I'll be down in Florida, then start heading north from there. South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, up into New Hampshire, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Of course, I'll be speaking at the NRA show again this year. We'll be out in Indianapolis there for the NRA show. I'll be speaking on a couple of different topics. One of them will be home defense. We've got a new home defense book coming out next year. So, you know, people should head over to icetraining.us, check out the calendar. Combatfocusedshooting.com, of course, the whole CFS team. There's a lot of resources out there. People can you know, take advantage of the internet and find us, find the classes, find the information. And I have a feeling you'll probably let me sneak back on to Armed American Radio again a couple times next year.
Oh, a couple times? What, are you kidding me? You're a regular contributor to the show, of course.
Yeah, you'll be back. We'll try to keep putting some information out here as well. And, of course, I know you got Matt Ogre coming up tonight. He's always got great things to say. And let me just take a minute to thank you for the service you provide all throughout the year. You know, I get to show up when my schedule allows, but you're in week in, week out, making sure people are getting their prescription filled and learning a lot, not just the self-defense stuff, but the topics, the news, the current events, firearms-related stuff. Thank you, and Sean as well. I know you're listening. You guys are doing a great thing for our community.
Well, we appreciate it very much, Rob. Also, now, let's not forget the Gander Mountain events that you and I will be attending together. Those begin. Those kick off again February 8th up in Lakeville, Minnesota. We'll be together up in Lakeville, Minnesota, freezing. I've never understood why that event's not in June, and the June one isn't in. You know, it's going to be negative something teen the entire time we're there.
I was just there last week, and it was like 35, and they were all excited about the heat wave. But
they're running around in their boxers. They're playing hockey in their boxers.
In February, we're going to have a lot of the CFS teams. So one of the things I've talked about is it's not just going to be me showing up at every event. A lot of those different Gander Mountain Expos are going to have several members of the Combat Focus Shooting Instructor team for people to meet their local instructors, guys they can train with all year round.
Yeah, this is powerful training, ladies and gentlemen, and you can head out to a Gander Mountain Academy, one of the six academies. We'll make sure you have those dates. We've got the final dates, but we'll put them out after the first of the year so that if you want to come out and meet me and you want to come out and meet Rob, get a signed copy of the book. You can meet us at these events across the country. Hey, Rob Pincus, thanks for everything you do. We'll see you in Las Vegas, just about 2 or 3 weeks. Thanks again for being here. Hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Fun stuff.
Yes.
Fun stuff, informative stuff. Here's what I want you to take away from this hour, ladies and gentlemen. Your personal safety begins with you. And it starts with you understanding that there are bad people out there who don't like you and that want your stuff. Don't forget it. Don't be that person who trips over the wall and falls in the fountain looking at the cell phone, particularly at this time of year. Stay awake, stay alert, be safe. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Remember, if you're properly trained, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell it to me by the camera now, baby.
New from America's most influential commentator, Charles Krauthammer, the best-selling book, Things That Matter, 3 decades of passions, pastimes, and politics. For years, readers and viewers have flocked to Krauthammer for his keen insight into politics, government, chess, and baseball. Now the best of Krauthammer's intelligence, wisdom, and wit are collected in one volume, perfect for the armchair pundit in your life. Pick up a copy of Things That Matter wherever books are sold.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
locations across the nation. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours a day. Rates are affordable, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has cared for hundreds of thousands of seniors nationwide. Franchises are available. Call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.org.